The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, July 19th, and we are open today until 7 o'clock, and we are tomorrow, Saturday, open from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. And joining me in her office is Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al. Looking forward to a very interesting, I'm sure very helpful show for our listeners.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think over the years, of all the years that I've been in the business, I think the topics that we're speaking about today were probably the two most popular ones that I can think of over the course of many, many years. And I know that the clients that you've seen over the years, Janet, you may have encountered as many people with these two situations as you have with anything else that you could think of in your years of helping people overcome different challenges in their health system. And these are two challenges that we're going to be speaking about today, which may cover other topics as well, but specifically these two challenges, I think, bear notice to people that if it doesn't pertain to you, it probably pertains to somebody in your family or a friend, because I don't think it can be escaped, because there are too many things that bring on these two different challenges in people. So, Janet, I'm going to let you pick the item, or not the item, but the topic that we want to pick first.
Okay. What I want to preface the choice with is what people might not necessarily understand or have the information about how these two things are related. And what we're talking about today is pain, elevated blood pressure, and the third thing that's not on the agenda for today but is related to all of this is elevated blood sugar. So how is elevated blood sugar related? It creates inflammation. You have an acidic body chemistry, and what that does is cause deterioration in the joints, inflammation, and discomfort in the muscles, and that leads to elevated blood pressure. So when your pain level situation is high, then your blood pressure is going to be high. So because I think it's the pain situation and stress that comes first, let's start with elevated blood pressure.
All right. So if we start with elevated blood pressure, there are so many different factors that can bring that blood pressure up. I think the biggest factor that people probably face is stress that can bring blood pressure up. And, of course, injury to the body, pain in the body, can bring blood pressure up. And here again, I think it depends upon the individual as to what they can deal with or what they're able to feel. And this is where I think you come in, Janet, because there are probably different symptoms that you can help people understand that bring about the feelings they have because they have high blood pressure.
So, as you mentioned, pain is a contributing factor to elevating blood pressure. And unfortunately, what doctors don't talk about with their patients is the interaction of elevated blood sugar creating elevation in blood pressure. And then when you start to think about the whole picture of your body chemistry, dehydration, and mineral imbalance. So many doctors talk to their particularly female patients about calcium, 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 calcium. But the truth of the matter is what you need is magnesium. What most Americans are deficient in is the mineral magnesium. So when you start to think about, okay, what am I going to start with first? Number one, hydration. Your cells can't function properly if you are not supporting optimal hydration. So the hydration can come from water, can come from high fluid content vegetables. It can come from herb teas. Very important to address that first. Why is that important? It will help to get the magnesium into the cells. When the magnesium is in the cells, then the tissue has the ability to relax. And so a starting place to address blood pressure, Jaro Formulas has Magnesium Optimizer. And there you go. It has magnesium malate, 100 milligrams in two tablets, and potassium citrate, and then the amino acid taurine. So that combination, along with the B6 and the preferred form of B6, which is P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. So taking two tablets of the Jaro Formulas Magnesium Optimizer, and my suggestion is if you are on blood pressure medication, you might do two tablets, two in the morning and two in the evening. If you have sleep issues, you might do two at dinner and then two at bed. And that combination, excellent, excellent, excellent. Creating proper hydration within the cell, not overly hydrating the cell, which can be a negative with regard to blood pressure. The magnesium to relax the blood vessels. The cells that make up the blood vessels are muscle cells, and consequently you want to relax them. Magnesium does that. The potassium is going to be supportive of heart and proper regulation of heart rate. And then the taurine, again, along with the magnesium, a relaxer.
Janet, the magnesium that you mentioned in the Jaro formula is one of many different types of magnesium. And I think people should understand that the different types of magnesium will probably work. Would you agree?
I would agree. The least desirable form of magnesium would be the magnesium oxide. In this particular formula, it's magnesium malate, which would be to a certain extent associated with circulation, particularly circulation to the brain, but it is also providing its main function, which would be muscle tissue relaxation.
All right, let me see if I could stump the nutritionist with
a
question.
Oh, gee.
I know you were
inspecting this. She has to leave. She's got a call in another room.
But you mentioned the area of circulation. Now, could blocked arteries and blocked capillaries have something to do with high blood pressure?
Certainly, because that blockage in the blood vessel makes the heart work harder, and it's more difficult for the blood to flow around the blockage. The blockage, in my view, different than how many of the physicians discuss it with their patients, is that the blockage is mostly calcium. There is some involvement of LDL cholesterol, but it's mostly calcium, and the calcium is going to make the blood vessel stiff. And when that blood vessel is stiff, circulation is impaired, and ultimately blood pressure goes up.
Now, do you think the abundance of calcium is due to the fact that people are eating calcium-rich foods, or the doctors are prescribing calcium as the main mineral to help people?
Yes.
To
both. And people are taking in way too much sugar, way too much of the artificial sweetener choices, way too much of the starchy carbohydrates, and that creates inflammation, and that inflammation pulls calcium from the bones. So not only are people possibly taking in too much calcium, both in the form of poor quality supplements and dairy products, but they are also, as I mentioned before, deficient in magnesium, and that whole calcium magnesium metabolism is upset. It's incorrect. And unfortunately, this whole scenario is connected with loss of bone density.
Well, I know that a lot of the supplements we have here at Save-A-Lot have a 2-to-1 ratio of calcium to magnesium.
Something I strongly object to and have objected to for many, many years.
But however, there are companies that have the ratio equal. And those are the ones that we like to feature here at Save-A-Lot, where you have
a
1-to-1.
You also have double magnesium content. So let's say 500 milligrams of magnesium, 250 of calcium in Rainbow Light Calcium Plus.
Okay, so people do have a choice of how they can increase circulation or circulatory issues in their body to help reduce blood pressure in addition to some of the supplements they may be using as well. Is that correct?
Right.
All right. What form or what is the best form of exercise to help people get through this particular area? Is walking good enough for them to feel benefit by reducing blood pressure?
Okay. One of the emails that I received this week was, just get up and do something. Just stand up. Don't sit there. Move around. So, yeah, walking is the beginning approach to loosening your muscles, reestablishing CalMag metabolism, and enhancing heart and circulatory issues.
And I hear some music.
I do. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back talking about optimizing your blood pressure. Stay tuned.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is July 19th. And I'm sitting here in Janet Cimarelli's office, and we're speaking about the issues that affect a great many people that visit us here at Save-A-Lot, and a great many people who may not visit us here at Save-A-Lot that have to deal with different health issues that they may not be able to solve. And sometimes it's best to seek out a professional like Janet Cimarelli that would help you overcome the issues that we're speaking about today. I do want to remind our listeners that we are open today until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow is Saturday from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. And Janet Cimarelli is available today from 12 to 5. Tomorrow is Saturday, 12:30 to 5:30. And at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to remind our listeners about the specials we have going on here at Save-A-Lot. So you definitely want to stay tuned in. And the other point I want to bring up to the people listening to the show is if you've missed any part of this or would like to hear it again, it will be broadcast tomorrow morning on this station at 8 a.m. And if you don't get a chance to listen to it then, we do archive all of our radio shows. So this show will be on our website, which is the SaveALotNutritionCenters.com website, and you'll be able to listen to the show as many times as you like. Janet, getting back to the issue we were speaking about with blood pressure, what other suggestions? I do want to make mention of the fact that the product you mentioned from Jarro, the Magnesium Optimizer, has 200 tablets, and the recommended dose is 2 tablets per day, which is 100 servings, and this product is less than $8. So it's a good idea to come in and take a look at this particular product because I think it's got great value and it also has great opportunities to help improve your health.
So that very, very inexpensive product that is so helpful with regard to blood pressure can also make the transition into our other subject, which is pain relief, because the ingredients help to stabilize a lot of different functions within the body that when they are off balance, when they are not optimized, lead to painful situations. So.
Well, from this point, I know you have some other very good information. One thing I do want to make mention, we do have a product here called BP Balance Plus, and maybe we can get into that when we discuss some other parts of blood pressure.
Okay, so BP Balancer Plus is a proprietary blend, and when you look at the different ingredients, would be unfamiliar to so many people, but this product has been around for a very, very long time, and it's an updated version of the BP Balance formula, and people have been using it very successfully for a great deal of time. And in the container, there are tiny, tiny, tiny tablets. So for people who have difficulty swallowing any of the supplements, whether they're capsules or tablets, there's no such problem here with the BP Balancer Plus. And each container has 100 tiny, tiny tablets. And with those tablets, some of the people taking 2 a day, they're very satisfied with the effect on their blood pressure. Some people take up to 6 a day, and it's, again, a very individual situation, whether you're taking 3 in the morning, 3 in the evening, or taking 4 at dinner. It's a very individual situation that you have to investigate the dosing and the number of tablets per day, when to take them, how many to take. It's an individual issue that you have to investigate yourself while you're testing your blood pressure at home.
Well, let me let our listeners know that this particular product I personally have been selling for 27 years. So I stand behind the product as being very, very effective. And I think the important thing that people can do is if you look at the ingredients can all be found online. And online, you're able to find out what these different ingredients do for the body. So it's a very, very great formula that people can learn about and know how they are adjusting their blood pressure by using this BP Balancer. And it, as Janet said, it comes in bottles of 100. We have an everyday low price of only $21.99, less 10%, which is off our regular everyday low price. And we do have a 300 size coming in next week. So if anybody doesn't want to make a trip here too often, you can buy the bottle of 300 on the BP Balance Reducer to help the body. And in the course of helping people reduce blood pressure, Janet, what are some of the other supplements that you feel are important for people to start using as well?
Well, when you're focused on reducing blood pressure, number one, you want to make sure that your blood sugar is in the proper range. Elevated blood sugar goes right along with elevating your blood pressure. And then, of course, using omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids being very helpful for optimizing the chemistry of your blood so it flows easily through your blood vessels. The other benefit associated with the omega-3 is that it reduces inflammation. So you're getting a twofer that I like to tell people about. You are thinning your blood correctly. You are potentially reducing inflammation. And that's going to go out on a limb here and say that you're getting a threefer because the omega-3s are going to be good for your brain. So many benefits associated with the omega-3s and go beautifully with an approach to lower your blood pressure.
Can you give people some kind of idea as to the omega-3s as far as a ratio of EPA, DHA, or how many milligrams between the two of them that would be a good dose per day to use in conjunction with some of the products we're speaking about, like the BP Balance Reducer and the Magnesium Optimizer?
So the perfect addition to that combination would be 3,000 milligrams, 3 grams of omega-3, and it depends on the individual's goals. If you have brain chemistry, vision support, that kind of goal in mind, you want a higher DHA ratio. If you have inflammation, maybe joint pain, then you want a higher EPA ratio. But the total omega-3 intake should be about 3,000 milligrams a day. Most of the products of omega-3 have capsules, each one being 1,000 milligrams with different ratios of EPA to DHA. And so the omega-3 recommendation that I make would be 1 in the morning with breakfast, very important to take it with food, and 2 at dinner. And for those people who have issues with the fishy taste or they don't digest it well, number one, you want to take a digestive enzyme because it isn't that you're having a bad reaction to the omega-3, it's that your digestive system is not necessarily up to the task of digesting the omega-3 fatty acids. And the other approach would be keep those capsules in the freezer. When you take them frozen, the potential for burping up a fishy taste would be significantly reduced.
That's the way I like to recommend it, Janet, to keep it in the freezer and just take them right from the freezer whenever they have to.
The other thing is take a liquid. The liquids don't have that repeating
taste.
Situation, and there's natural factors. Omega-3, they have a lemon meringue liquid that's absolutely delicious. You'll think you're having a treat.
In conjunction with blood pressure and maintaining a good ratio of blood pressure, what are some of the foods that you would say people should stay away from?
Sugar.
Okay, is that the number one thing they should stay away from?
Absolutely. Sugar and artificial sweeteners.
All right, so those are two major categories people have to be aware of when they're consuming different types of products.
And when I talk to people, I often ask them, when's the last time your doctor told you to stay away from sugar, stay away from artificial sweeteners? They tell you all the time, stay away from salt, which needs to be in your diet to a certain extent to balance potassium. But very rarely do the doctors tell their patients to stay away from sugar and stay away from artificial sweeteners.
All right. My next question having to do with blood pressure is how important it is to get a good night's sleep with high blood pressure.
Okay, so without a proper level of sleep, that's a stress. And when you're dealing with stress, that's going to raise your blood pressure.
All right, so there are many different factors that go and coincide with people's blood pressure being raised, as you pointed out. And the products that we're speaking about today, especially the magnesium, would you say that would be the most important one that people should be using when it comes to high blood pressure?
That's a basic, because so many people are deficient in magnesium.
Are there anything else that you can recommend or suggest that people could take in addition to that to keep their blood pressure low or lower?
Garlic. Kyolic has a variety of different choices to offer to the person looking for the best way to control their blood pressure. Garlic is going to have, to a certain extent, a blood thinning effect. It's for sure going to have an anti-inflammatory effect. And kyolic has 50 years of research with regard to the benefits of garlic in not only reducing blood pressure, but reducing inflammation and minimizing the potential for developing heart and circulatory disease. So it's one of the top preventives.
As you pointed out, Kyolic, which is owned by Wakanaga, I toured the facility in Japan, and they have an unbelievable facility of producing garlic, and it's aged garlic, which has a greater effect in the body in helping to overcome these different problems. And they do make specifically aged garlic, kyolic, for circulation and for high blood pressure. And as Jana pointed out, if you want to take the garlic liquid straight, kyolic has a form of liquid garlic, which, again, has the aroma of garlic, but it's not something that's going to stay in your body, as the other products as well. They will not stay in your body that you people can smell garlic coming from your body. And I do hear some music, Janet. I want to let the listeners know that when we come back from this break, we're going to make some of the special announcements that went out in our email yesterday.
And that music means that it is time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Stay tuned. More to come.
When you support your probiotic status with Best Biotic, you are on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Best Biotic. Your immune system benefits with Best Biotic. Your digestion benefits with Best Biotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for health and well-being? Enhance your health with Best Biotic. You can learn more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and find Best Biotic at incredible savings. Call 754-307-1655 for more information.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP. Everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, July 19th, and as a reminder, Janet Cimarelli is here today from 12 until 5, tomorrow Saturday from 12:30 to 5:30. During the week, Janet will be here on Tuesday from 12 to 5, next Thursday from 11 to 3, and again back on Friday 12 to 5, and Saturday 12:30 to 5:30. The email that left us here yesterday told our listeners and our customers here, if you signed up for the email, that we have some specials going on. One of the major specials going on is that all Garden of Life products are 25% off our everyday low price. And that does include the CBDs as well. All other products, of course, in the Save a Lot Nutrition Center store carry an EDLP of 10% off the price that you see on the shelf. And the other big special is CBD. We have samples available, if you come into Janet to see her, of several different forms of CBD, which I'm going to mention. You have liquid. This is from CB Sciences. You have liquid and peppermint and unflavored in two different strengths. You have their balm, which I know that Janet really likes because it works so effectively. That comes in regular and extra strength. Again, these are free samples, but you have to do it through Janet. So you have to make an appointment to see Janet. There's a sign-up list at customer service, and she will be able to give you whatever samples or whatever she and her, you think is the best sample for you to try. Then we also have the CBD in a chewable. We have the citrus peach, and we have the cherry mango. And again, those are ways you can get CBD in a chewable form. And then we have the soft gels in a 5 milligram that you can also get free by coming in to speak with Janet. And the last item is a CBD product that is our most potent one, which is 25 milligrams per capsule. And you definitely want to speak to Janet about the beneficial uses of these CBD products. And all CBD, including CB Sciences, are going to be 15% off today and tomorrow. That's off of everyday low prices, so you definitely want to take advantage of this. And, Jenna, what are some of the last-minute things you can recommend to our listeners concerning blood pressure?
Well, first of all, with relation to the CBD, and later on in the show we'll talk about Ruma Art, so the pain-relieving aspects of these formulas are critically important. When you relieve pain, that sets you on the path to reducing your blood pressure. I have a formula, Janet's Best Pressure, and it has garlic. I talked about the benefits associated with garlic. It has hibiscus is going to have a circulatory benefit, an antioxidant benefit. So those free radicals that are doing damage and contributing to pain and contributing to the elevation in blood pressure, they're going to be addressed with the hibiscus and the olive leaf in my Janet's Best Natural Pressure. Then there's hawthorn. Hawthorn has been known for generations to be so beneficial at supporting heart and circulatory health. So far, the garlic, the hibiscus, the olive leaf, and the hawthorn extract are in my formula, Best Natural Pressure. And then one of the issues associated with raising blood pressure is kidney involvement, kidney insufficiency. And it's something that I address with people that come to talk to me all the time. And in my Best Natural Pressure are the substances that are going to be supporting your kidney function. So there is maintained in your bloodstream that proper hydration ratio. So Bushu leaf, Uva ursi, and juniper berry, all in my Best Natural Pressure. And then the last ingredient is the green tea leaf. And the green tea being helpful at fighting those free radicals that contribute to inflammation and ultimately a rise in blood pressure. And then...
Well, before you get to the next one, what is the recommended dosage on the natural blood pressure?
It's very, very much an individual issue. The people who are seeking to prevent an elevation in their blood pressure, maybe one or two a day. And then for people whose blood pressure is higher, it's possible that taking two in the morning and two in the evening will go a great distance to minimizing an elevation in their blood pressure.
And when you think about elevated blood pressure, you're speaking about something 140 over 80 as being high or being normal?
140 over 80, depending on an individual's age, I would categorize as normal. So if the person is over the age of 65, that 140 over 80 is certainly I would categorize it as normal. The medical community is looking for 120 over 70, and I'm saying for elderly individuals, that 120 over 70 is not necessarily a blood pressure level that is supportive of feeling well, feeling energized. And so I think for so many individuals over 65, that's too low a blood pressure, particularly if it's achieved with pharmaceuticals.
Well, that's the key that I think a lot of doctors do, is they recommend one or two pharmaceuticals. In some cases, I've heard of people having three pharmaceuticals to bring the pressure down to that 110 over 70, which, again, as you pointed out, is somewhat unrealistic for people that are in their later years in life.
Right.
And what else do you recommend in addition to the pressure formula?
Well, there is certainly the aspect of stress that comes into this whole picture of regulating blood pressure. So I have Janet's Best Supercell, and the Supercell is the most unbelievably comprehensive formula to address free radical damage that is associated with high levels of stress. The stress can be from elevated blood pressure, elevated blood sugar. It can be psychological or emotional stress. It can be physical stress where people are pushing their bodies to an to a level that's not beneficial. So my best stress manager has ashwagandha, reducing free radicals, ginseng, supporting your energy, and supporting stem cells, which is going to have a cell replacement benefit. It has astragalus to reduce inflammation. Holy basil. People know about holy basil with regard to emotional, psychological stress, reducing inflammation. Rhodiola, again, fighting fatigue and anxiety, supporting your mood. The Eleuthero-ginseng, 2,000 years of history for brain and nervous system function and supporting overall function in every system of your body. Shizandra, amla, maca, all of those. And it isn't just a kiss of these individual ingredients. It's substantial levels of each one of these. And what does that do? Helps to bring down your stress level. And at that same time, you're going to benefit your blood pressure and your overall blood chemistry.
What would the recommended dosage be on that, Janet?
Okay, one capsule twice a day. In stressful situations, I take two at the beginning of the day. Excellent, excellent response.
Okay. And just to give people more information, if you stop in and see Janet, she can sit down with you and consult with you on your particular health issue. And she's here today from 12 to 5, and tomorrow, Saturday, from 12:30 to 5:30. We are open today until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, Saturday, we are open from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. And the next part of the show, we're going to deal with pain, an issue that I think nobody has escaped. I think that everybody listening to the show, or people they know, relatives, friends, acquaintances, have faced some sort of pain in their life, and some of that pain is ongoing. People are sitting with pain today, walking with pain today, lying down with pain, and they don't know the best products to alleviate that pain and help try and eliminate the pain. And I think Janet may have some ideas right now that can help people understand the pain situation, how it develops, and what people can do to help correct it over a course of time. Janet?
So when people have anxiety, as an example, they tend to hold their muscles taut. And over time, that is going to play a role with regard to minimizing the natural interaction of your muscles with your skeleton. So tight muscles, tension from stress and anxiety, you can address that with the CV Sciences CBD. And I have samples, as you mentioned, Al. I have the gummies, I have the gel caps, I have the CBD oil, and the samples of the liquid CBD. Now, keeping in mind, if you're dealing with pain and swelling, which I had personal experience with about a year ago after a procedure on my knee, the CV Sciences CBD Extra Strength Balm, that's the gold color balm, that's going to help reduce pain and swelling. And I can tell people that absolutely it was helpful in recovering from that knee procedure. And in addition to that, one of the most significant pain relievers that I used last summer was from Ruma Art. And when other things had failed, the Ruma Art was exceptional at reducing pain. And then for people who have been diagnosed with arthritis, who have been diagnosed with possibly inflammatory issues involving their skin, the CBD oil, the red formula, is going to have dramatic beneficial impact. And we have that specific CBD formula in the 5 milligram per gel cap formula, and I have a sample for those people who want to come in and see me. So many choices with regard to CV Sciences and CBD oil, and so many people that come in and see me, they say, well, I tried it and it didn't work. I can tell you, number one, that there are a lot of CBD products being sold in big box stores, grocery stores, discount stores, that the quality is not necessarily of a level that you will find here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And to understand that there are different chemical attributes associated with certain types of CBD. And so if you have had a less than satisfying experience with CBD, come on in and talk to me, because I can talk to you about dosing as well as choosing the right particular form of CBD oil.
And I hear that music, Janet, which tells me we're coming up on our last intermission. And you definitely want to stay tuned, because we're going to make some further announcements when we come back from this break.
Wow. Okay. And this is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of the great events that take place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special training events. You will know about all of them when you like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is July 19th. And I'm sitting here in Janet Cimarelli's office, and we're speaking about some issues that affect a great many people that listen to the show, and a lot of people that may be listening who know people that are affected by these issues. And one of the major issues we'll be speaking about very shortly is pain. And as Janet pointed out, if you stop in and see her between 12 and 5 today, you'll get a free sample of the different CBD products that we have available from CV Sciences. And as Janet pointed out, CV Sciences is probably the most reputable company. They're a public company listed on the stock exchange, and they have to live up to whatever it is that they say and produce. And that's why we're proud to sell the CV Sciences CBD products. And again, all CBD products, including the ones from CV Sciences, are going to be 15% off today and tomorrow from our everyday low prices. And one of the other major points you want to consider is anything from Garden of Life, including their CBD, will be an additional 25% off.
Wow.
The price from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center store here in Margate. And again, you may never see those prices ever again, because 25% is just an unbelievable. But Garden of Life was kind enough to allow us a special discount to be able to pass that discount along to you.
So, and this is today and tomorrow?
Today and tomorrow.
Wow.
And then again, you may not ever see it again. You may see 15%, but I don't think you'll ever see 25% again. And a reminder, this show can be heard tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And if you miss it, you can go to our website, SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Go to the radio show archives, and you'll be able to listen to the show not only anytime you want, but for always, because it's going to be on the archive part of SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And again, Janet is here today from 12 to 5, tomorrow at 12:30 to 5:30. And if we can wrap up with Rumor Art, I want to say that we have the representative from Rumor Art will be here at 11 o'clock giving away samples of the Rumor Art, plus the literature that goes with the samples, so you can understand how best to use it. And if you have any questions about usage of Rumor Art, Ilsa from Rumor Art can answer any of the questions. But you definitely want to take advantage by getting some samples and literature. But we could discuss the different parts of Rumor Art that make this product interesting.
Before I do that, Al, I have one more statement to make with regard to CV Sciences. Actually, two more statements. Okay. CV Sciences also has a pharmaceutical line. So we have the consumer line here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. But to understand the quality of the CBD that is provided in their consumer line, understand that the research that goes into a pharmaceutical line and that carryover research into the consumer line. And I want to mention, with regard to anxiety, stress, and pain, the green formula from CV Sciences is neurogenic. What does that do? It's supporting your brain cells. And this is according to research printed by Consumer Lab. It rescues your brain cells. It reduces anxiety and stress, which leads to potentially elevated blood pressure and certainly is a contributor to pain. And now, okay, Rumor Art, so effective at relieving pain, it is an amazing situation. And the recommendation on the bottle is to take two capsules a day, preferably with a meal. People understand that it is kosher. It's a vegetarian vegetable capsule formula. So all natural ingredients in Rumor Art. And when you think about the ingredients, you think it can't possibly have that dramatic a pain-relieving effect. but it does, and I'm here to tell you I have personally experienced it. So stinging nettle, lots of people have a familiarity with stinging nettle, very much an anti-inflammatory herb that has been around and being used to reduce inflammation for years and years and years. Then there's garlic. Okay, so garlic is going to have anti-inflammatory effect, but what is it going to do in this formula? It's going to change your blood chemistry so the active components in the stinging nettle, in the horsetail, in the celery are all going to be delivered to the cells in a very efficient fashion. Okay, horsetail, again, something that has been used for many, many years with regard to maintaining the proper configuration of your bones and your joints. So very high silica content, and that's going to be supportive of regeneration of tissue, particularly in the joints. Okay, celery, something that certainly had a resurgence of interest. Lots of people come in and tell me they are doing 15 to 30 ounces of celery juice, raw celery juice every day. What's that celery going to do? It's going to work primarily with your kidneys to, once again, balance hydration in your tissue. So you're going to have the benefit of reducing swelling, which can contribute to inflammation and ultimately pain. So maintaining that whole profile of ingredients, it leads to a significant drop in discomfort.
Now, one thing I do want to make mention, you mentioned that this is a proprietary blend. So most people that listen to the health food shows that are broadcast, either online or like we are on 1470 AM every Friday, if you took each of the items and bought them separately, you have to consider that the proprietary blend of Rumart doesn't divulge some of the, let's say, the actual dosage, but they include all the milligrams or all the products that are listed in the product. And I think the important thing is how it's combined. And as you pointed out, John, stinging nettles has 50 milligrams. Garlic has 50 milligrams. Horsetail, 50 milligrams. Celery, 50 milligrams. The Ortiga, 50 milligrams, AJO. Well, again, we're talking about Spanish now. But I do want to make mention the fact that you have four different ingredient products here that help make Rumart the most effective pain reliever that you can buy over the counter. This is not to say you shouldn't go to your doctor and get something stronger if your body requires it, but this is for pain on an everyday basis. Would you venture to say, based upon this, Janet, that people can use this every day?
Absolutely. And when you think about what these ingredients are and how they work within your body, and you compare it to something that is a pharmaceutical pain reliever and the potential negatives associated with the long-term use of a pharmaceutical, either prescription or over-the-counter product, the potential side effects are pretty significant when you move in that pharmaceutical direction. When you use the Rumart, the ingredients are supportive not only of pain relief, but a variety of other beneficial impacts on your cells, on your tissue, with no negative side effects. And you can adjust the dosage on a daily basis to meet your particular level of pain. If your pain level is a 1, but you are dealing with that discomfort and you want relief from that minimal discomfort, 1 or 2 of the Rumart extra strength per day will take care of that discomfort. If you're dealing with a pain in the 8, 9, 10 level, you certainly can raise the dosage of these important nutrient-filled herbs to address your level of pain. It's, and you can feel safe that you're not creating other problems in your body.
Well, let me make our listeners aware that the Ruma Art that we just spoke about does come in three different size bottles. You have 20, you have 40, and you have 60. And they all have our everyday low prices, which you definitely want to take advantage of. Janet, I will turn the show back over to you.
And that music means that we are out of time. So hopefully we have brought to our listeners all kinds of information for addressing the stress, elevated blood pressure, the discomfort associated with those issues. And don't forget, come on into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Come on in and see me. I have all kinds of great samples to give you for CV Sciences, and the representative for Ruma Art is here to answer questions.
And bye-bye, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.